Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Well, Spike.
Well, got to turn that mic on.
Yep, that would help.
There you go.
I like to do the show blind. Yep. Feeling a little better today. You know, a couple days removed from Sunday.
Yeah.
A couple days removed from
after
Sunday.
After the win.
Yeah. So, yeah, after a win, feeling a little better today.
Yeah.
And then the baseball brass spoke.
Yes.
Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
Going to be a big offseason, boys.
Yeah?
Big offseason. A lot of moves.
Big, big.
Juan Soto, come on down.
Yeah. Well, still going to need you dialed in here, Fritzy boy.
Okay.
I know you're always pressing buttons and stuff over there, but, you know, your input will be necessary here. I was excited to hear Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson today. I usually find both of them, specifically Dave Dombrowski, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I know they can't tell us everything, but I've usually found Dave Dombrowski to be more honest and more straightforward and more transparent than most general managers are. You know, we do have some here, and I know their job isn't to be honest all the time, but I find Dave Dombrowski to be a good speaker and very aware of the situation that he's in. So I was excited to hear him talk today. And you know, he leads off the press conference with the fact that they've given Rob Thompson an extension. And we all talked last week about the idea of moving on for Rob Thompson. We all thought there was a lot of merit there. But I'm not mad that they kept Rob Thompson, they kept the coaches. It's fine, whatever, I expected it. And the fact that they gave him an extension is just, it's good managing, right? You don't want the guy going into a year with a lame duck contract. That doesn't do anyone any favor. So the fact that he extended him, I don't think is very much news. The thing that bothered me a lot, and I was incredibly disappointed with what Dave Dombrowski said today, largely, and I was disappointed also with what Rob Thompson said today, and I was very surprised at Dombrowski, is that Dombrowski sounded exactly the same way the players did after they lost to the Mets. It was a lot of excuses. It was a lot of hot team. It was a lot of sort of nonsense and no answers. No answers about what went wrong this year, not just against the New York Mets, but what went wrong from June, July, August, September, and then the series against the Mets. There was a lot of that's baseball, a lot of it's hard to be good for an entire season. Mm-hmm. The same things the player said that does not acknowledge the fact that they have had less success in the playoffs the last 3 years, have gone from getting to the World Series to getting to the LCS to being embarrassed by the New York Mets, and no introspection about the fact that it happened the same way 3 straight years. He was asked about the players chasing pitches out of the zone. And here's what Dombrowski had to say.
It's interesting, and I know a theme is chase rate, right? I mean, everybody I read in here writes about chase rate. I think it was interesting, we got eliminated. We were sixth in major of the 12 clubs in chase rate in the postseason. And so that's not good, but it's not the worst.
Oh,
we didn't hit. We really didn't hit. Some of it's chase, some of it's approach, some of it's guys not being hot. We actually, if you looked at it, we chased less than the Mets did in that series.
Oh,
percentage wise.
Well,
they didn't feel that way.
They got some big hits and we didn't. And so it's something that we're cognizant of. It's something we'll continue to try to address. But the reality is we have a good lineup. I think we were in the top five in Major League Baseball in runs scored. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to strive to be better. But I also think that a lot of clubs are vulnerable to being pitched well.
So I don't want to hear that you know what the question is. Mm-hmm. The question isn't about specific chase rate in that series, because we saw both teams. And one team hit well, and the other team didn't hit well. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we all saw that. I don't want to hear that the Mets had a worse chase rate, and we didn't have the worst chase rate in all of the Major League playoffs. And so when you acknowledge that the same thing happened, and it's the same problems with the same coaching staff, really, I see three paths for the Phillies here. One, they're bringing back the exact same team and the exact same coaching staff and expecting something to be different. Mm. Two.
Sounds like the definition of insanity.
Well, some would say
that.
Some would say. Two, that they're making major roster changes that he just can't acknowledge, but he knows that it's the lineup. Or three, that they're going to tinker here and there, and maybe there's a slight change that they can make. I do not see a world in which, without significant expenditure from a financial and an asset and a prospect, you know, way, that they can make significant changes to the lineup. Yeah. So I just, and he also said this about just sort of like getting hot at the right time.
What is the missing piece you felt like for this year's team?
Well, I don't think that's the answer is not the missing piece. The answer is playing well at the right time.
Oh.
And so when you say that, I've always felt you go out there with four good starting pitchers, right? Well, we have four good starting pitchers. You go out there with a good bullpen. Our bullpen didn't pitch well. It just didn't. I mean, that's the way it is. But I really thought going into the postseason that it's an incorrect judgment by me and by a lot of us that we thought our bullpen would be. That's what you're looking to do. We didn't score enough runs. We just did not. I mean, we scored runs in one game. We did not score runs in three games. And so you go back in the past years, there's some games we scored runs and there's other games we didn't. But you really have to play well at the right time.
Well, what we're asking, yes. So the final thing here.
Yes.
Final thing. Because I listened to it just getting more frustrated as it went on. So then I listened to Rob Thompson. And Rob Thompson was also, you know, both Dombrowski and Rob Thompson made it a point to say, they did say this, we need to do better using the entire field. Now, forget for a second that all of their hitters are over 30 and are not. We remember how many times we talked about Ryan Howard changing his approach at the plate. It doesn't happen. You're not going to learn how to become Tony Gwynn at 32 years old. Nick Castellanos is not going to all of a sudden be spraying the ball all over the place. Mm-hmm. So somebody asked Rob Thompson, is this something that you stress to the team during the year?
You mentioned the importance of using the whole field, hitting the ball the other way. How much of a focus was that? Like how, you know, much was that message delivered to the guys?
I think that message was delivered almost on a daily basis. And I think you just have to get them to slow the game down at times and stay in that approach. Be cognizant that pitchers are going to try and get you to chase because that's what the numbers say. If you stay with that approach, I think you cut down on chase. I think you get more base hits, and I think you score more runs.
So, Ike, I will shut up here, but I will ask you the question.
You're doing so well.
If they have the same players and with coaches that did not listen to a message that was given to them, literally every single day, you know, how is it going to be any different? If our boss Rod told us every single day, you have to take this break at 15, every day he told us, and year after year, we did not break at 15, in what world in the next year are we going to start doing it? Do you know what I'm saying? It's just like I understand that Dave Dombrowski may have a rabbit in his hat somewhere, but I just don't think his answers were good enough, were introspective enough, or acknowledged enough what the issues are on the baseball team. So that's my frustration with what Dave Dombrowski said.
Yeah, and here's my frustration with hearing both Dave Dombrowski and Topper today. By the way, you've mentioned this. I'll echo the same thing because I wholeheartedly believe this. I like both Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. I really do. Yeah, I really do. Yeah, did I last week feel that a change was needed if you wanted to change your results? I still believe that. And it would have been unfortunate if Rob Thompson's job was sacrificed because his players let him down. But that's on his players. Now, how much he contributed to that by not enforcing certain things or getting them to change their approach, then him losing his job would have been a result of that. So I come away from today being more frustrated and really disheartened when I think about the future of this team. Because for me, I feel like the window is closed for us to win a championship. Now, will they be a good team next year? I'm sure they should be. They pretty much bringing the same damn roster back next year. I don't expect everybody to fall apart. But I also don't expect this team to actually change who their DNA is as a baseball team. And sometimes, and I was okay with this, by the way. I was okay with this. But now I'm at the point where I realize it's not going to be good enough. I was okay with them being who they are, right? And they're a slugging team, and that's what they do. You know what? 2 years in a row, discounting the first year they got to the World Series, the slugging wasn't there. The run producing wasn't there when it needed to be in the clutch moments. Maybe this just ain't the group, right? You may have some players here that you can go win with, but I don't know if the total makeup of this team and this roster is championship caliber. And that's where I'm disheartened right now. I hope this was a lot of lip service today. I hope Dave Dombrowski has a rabbit in his hat that he's going to find a way to change something with this lineup, change something with this team where it has a different feel going into next year. But what you're basically asking us to do is trust and believe that we have the right people here, the right team, the right core. This team is good enough to win the World Series, and we're going to go do it next year. That's essentially what you're saying. That's because if you don't make major changes, you're going to make minor changes, and I don't know how many of those minor changes you can make to where it has a real live impact. If your key core guys can't produce late in the year when they need to, whether it's moving runners, whether it's getting a base hit, whether it's taking pitches, getting a walk, whatever it may be, they don't do it as well as the Diamondbacks did last year and the Mets did to us this year. Two teams that we would say, on paper, we have the more talented roster. And it wasn't good enough to beat those guys. Why should I believe next year is going to be any different? I just don't believe it.
215-592-9494. What did you think of Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson essentially saying we just need to be hot at the right time next year? Jack, what
Hey, real quick.
Yes, sir.
At least, because it has somewhat of a Sixers feel to it in this way. That you know who your principals are that you're trying to win the title with, and it didn't happen. But at least I'll give the Sixers credit that they found ways to change pieces around. I'll give them credit for that. At least that gives me a different hope coming in. It's not the same strategy or formula that failed the year before and the year before. The Phillies, as much as we like these guys, and we know we all like these guys, I just don't believe, after this year, I don't believe this is the core that you go win the title with. So I look at the organization and I say, are they really ready to give up on a young significant piece like an Alec Bohm to move, right? Would you, you know, throw Ranger in a trade with him? He on the last year of his deal. They're not going to move Trey Turner. Would they even be willing to do that? Like, what are they going to be willing to do to change this formula?
Or JT. Or Schwarber.
Or JT, yes. JT, I'm just Schwarber, like, any of those guys. I agree.
Everything should be on the table
except
this
for,
week.
Except for
Wheeler and
yes.
Bryce.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thanks for closing that one out.
Yeah.
All right, Fritzy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a disappointing press conference. Like, and it was a lot of throw your hands in the air and say, well, that's kind of baseball. And I have a hard time believing that, like you said, that these guys in their 30s are all of a sudden going to be like, hey, you know what's a good way to go about this? We're going to start hitting the ball the other way. You know, we're going to start put the ball in play a little bit more. These guys are in their 30s. I mean, Bohm's 28, if you want to count him as a young player. Stott's 27 now. So, like, these guys kind of are what they are. My only saving grace is, but if they run it back, I'll be furious. I'll give them the a benefit of the doubt that they're doing a press conference. They're not going to show their hand. They're not going to give away their offseason plans because we know they're not going to do that. It was disheartening. It was discouraging. But if they run it back, I'll be absolutely furious. And the one thing that I keep coming back to is there's no way that John Middleton feels the same way that, as those two do. There's no way.
I will agree with that. Yes, there's no way John Middleton feels this
There's no way he's sitting over there saying, hey, you know what? Actually, our chase rate wasn't that bad. And it was actually better than the Mets in this series. That's kind of baseball.
Yeah.
But that's their whole attitude, the whole second half drove me nuts. I mean, that's how they talked. When they were trying to pull themselves out, it was like, yeah, well, listen, we'll be fine. This is what we do.
Yeah.
No, it's not. The World Series was now going on 3 years ago, with three seasons.
We're getting further and further away each year.
Correct. Yeah. Like, there has to be significant change. They clearly, in the way they, you know, are re-signing Rob Thompson, they think it's a player issue. And I hope they realize the player issue because I mostly agree with them. And I hope that there is significant change. So it was a frustrating press conference. It was a little, what are we supposed to do, which is annoying. I hold out hope that Middleton doesn't agree and there'll be actual change this offseason.
215-592-9494. What do you think of the Phillies, A, of the year-end press conference, and B, the plan to, you know, Jack, you say significant changes. I don't expect Dave Dombrowski to come out at a press conference at the end of the year and say, you know what, we're going to find a way to turn over half our lineup. I don't expect him to say it. However, the continued sort of repetition that they don't know what was wrong. Neither Dombrowski nor Thompson could give us a reason as to why this team fell so flat in the last 3 months of the season. Again, not just the series against the Mets. This is a problem that goes back months with their just sort of tacit acceptance of the fact that things aren't going well and they just have to get hot. And there is a bit of luck that goes into the baseball playoffs. Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
sure.
Every single year. But it can't just be, we got to get luckier next time. We just have to happen to be hot at the right time. A lot of that is grinding through the times that you're not hot to be successful and not just waiting around to get hot. And it seems like they just wait around to get hot.
And off of that, if you look at this year's postseason, it's not like the Yankees were super hot heading into the postseason. It's not like the Dodgers were super hot heading into the postseason. Now, we're playing better the last week. We get that. But they're not the Mets. The Mets have been... They were the hottest team in baseball since London. They're not the Tigers, who had a 0.8% chance of making the playoffs, that went on a fluke run. These are actually great teams that figured out at the right time when to turn it on.
Yeah, and the question for them is, how do we become the team that is good during the regular season and is also good during the playoffs? Because as the Dodgers might not win the World Series, but they won 98 games this year, and they seem to be performing in the playoffs. The Yankees had the best record in the American League, and they seem to be performing in the playoffs. The Phillies... Now for the third straight year have not had an answer to why their signature thing, which is slugging, completely disappears in the offseason. And I see other teams slugging. I see the Yankees.
Yeah.
I see the Mets hitting home runs. The Yankees hitting home runs. The Cleveland hitting home runs. Oh, I don't have anything.
No, that's why I'm not here.
Sorry. There's something wrong with my screen. I didn't know.
Oh, why you're still okay?
Yeah, that's why I'm still talking.
Herb was right.
Yeah. Well, do you want to bring caller up? Can you do it? Who do we want to talk?
You know me, I just hit your thing over there.
Yeah. Let me restart it.
Yeah, if you're on hold,
sorry.
There you go.
Oh, there it is. Yes. I threatened to restart it and it worked.
I had to look up and I'm like,
you're like, I gave me the. Why aren't you taking any calls? And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like nobody cares. Turns out people care. They're just like, Spike, we get it. We get it. All right, 215-592-9494. Art in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
I was trying to do that discreetly. I didn't know
we bring a lot of things on the air on this show.
Yeah, we like everyone to feel what we're feeling.
Yes,
happened a couple of times when I was just like, I guess our topic's not working, but nobody cares. All right, Art in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Art?
Spike, I was so sick after that first press conference by Dombrowski. Like, he said absolutely nothing that we didn't already know. All he did was tell us things we already know about hitting to the opposite field, and they have to do this and they have to do that. Why didn't they work on these things if they knew what was wrong? Why didn't they just work on
it? They did. It was the week off they had, Art. They said, hey, you know, a good time to work on some bunting. Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Wait,
well, Art,
for
Art,
the end of the year.
Honestly, Art, the more I get, the disappointing is not the word. The more eye opening thing to me is that the thing that they thought was wrong, Topper said they worked on all year long, and and told the players every single day, all year long, every
right.
day.
So
you know,
so
if
we're supposed to think that they're going to fix that.
Yeah, I just. I'm sorry for interrupting, Art. I'm as frustrated as you are.
I'm sorry.
I can't wrap my head around Topper saying, "Yeah, we mentioned it to him literally every single day. Did we do it? No, absolutely not. We didn't even come close." I'm sure Bryce Harper has more information about this than I do. If I was Bryce Harper, I'd be annoyed listening to that.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine if you're Joel Embiid? You brought up the Sixers. You're
right.
Joel Embiid. And after I'll give Daryl credit for this. I know we joke about the worm. But after the year, Daryl said what we did was not good enough.
Yep.
It was not good enough. And they changed. Now, it's easier. He planned for this.
Yeah.
But they changed the entire.
The whole damn roster.
Because it wasn't good enough.
Except for two players, I think.
And he basically knew it wasn't good enough for 3 years, which is why he worked to change it. Now, it may ultimately, you know, Paul George is already hurt, may ultimately fall on its face, but at least an acknowledgement that what happened was not a factor of luck or hot teams. It was approach and personnel. It was approach and personnel. And if you, Dave Dombrowski, and you, John Middleton, believe that the players are capable of doing what you ask them to, and they were told to do it every day by one leader, and you decide to bring that leader back, that is organizational malpractice. If you can legitimately look me in the eye and say, we told them to work on this every day, and they didn't get better at it, they only got worse at it. And not only that, they had that. Thank you for the call, Art. I'm sorry for just yelling the entire time, but you started me again. There was another part where Tim Kelly, God mm-hmm. bless, from on Pattinson, used to work over here. Mm-hmm. Tim Kelly asked Dave Dombrowski, is Trey Turner going to stay as a shortstop? And Dave Dombrowski said, well, actually, you got to be careful what metrics you're looking at, because I think he got better. And Tim Kelly listed. He listed. Well, in terms of runs saved, in terms of this, he actually got worse on all of them. Jack
Dave
and I
wasn't ready
this.
For Tim Kelly
no.
right there, was he?
No,
wasn't
he was
ready.
Prepared.
The Bulldog.
That's like a Dave Uram move, man.
Yes, it was very, I was proud of Tim Kelly for just saying, well, actually, you're wrong on all these things. And Jack and I will joke, we hate this word, but the gaslighting from Dave Dombrowski, well, actually, Trey Turner's getting better. I don't care about any metrics. If there is a player who I'm nervous a ground ball is going to every time he gets hit one, he's not good at his position. That's it. Flat it. And I know they don't want to say it publicly that Trey Turner's got to move positions, but Trey Turner's got to move positions eventually, if not next year, then the year after. So I just you know.
Yeah, I mean, and at some point, when does it become he's being selfish?
Trey.
I want to stay at shortstop.
Yes.
Come on, man, help the team out.
All right.
We
didn't get to enough of your calls there, so we'll get to them. And God bless. I think somewhere Nick Sirianni is saying, thank you, Dave Dombrowski. I appreciate your press conference today. You got us. Wait until 3 o'clock.
I was going to say, yeah.
Wait until 3 o'clock. All right. The time is yours, as Andy used to say. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fritz, if you would be mine, we both shine. You're missing Nas here. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where did this one come from, Jack?
I'm just looking through some folders here.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
idea who Nas Escobar is.
Bro, of course not. I've heard of him. But I was like, this might be one that Spike and Ike know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we do. We know this one.
Sir.
All right.
Son.
So Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson spoke. Essentially, everything is staying the same. The coaching staff, Rob Thompson got an extension. Seems like Kevin Long will be back. Caleb Cotham will be back, right? They didn't name them, but they said the coaches.
They're all coming back, yeah. Major league staff, yes.
Yes, Rob Thompson wanted the staff to be back. And then it was disappointing from a perspective of they did not have answers. Mm-hmm. They made some excuses. And to me, the most disappointing thing is the thing that they talked about being important that they didn't do. Rob Thompson said that they worked on every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Every single day. And it didn't get any better. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey man, y'all ever seen the show Impractical Jokers?
Yes, sir. I love that show.
Never heard
of it. It's like all the Philadelphia organizations. They got us on tape right now. Hey, watch this. We about to do this. Watch this. We about to say this. We about to play a prank on the. It's like every day. It's a different clown show. It's like, what are we doing? Like this dude up here. And he's still up here trying to justify how they perform. Like, oh, well, you know, Trey Turner, he actually had an improved season. He actually looked like he wanted to. Man, come on, y'all. I told y'all for years on top of years, LeBron James started this. It don't matter. I don't care about none of these numbers. I don't care about none of these analytical numbers. Nobody's war. Nobody's none of them stats. We lost. We at home watching other teams play. We can't hit. We got all these big hitters. Listen, I need somebody fired. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Schwarber. I love Schwarber. I don't care if it's Cat. Somebody gotta go. I'm so fed up with the clown shows that's been going on with our organization. I don't know what it is like. We don't care about winning, and then we got people up here justifying the clownery that goes on. Am I crazy? Or did I not hear them say that Johan Rojas gonna be living in Clearwater practicing Philly stuff? Like what? And with no guarantee that he gonna be on the team. So you mean to tell me y'all told this dude go live in Florida, work on the Phillies plan, but we might not play you. You might not even be here. But work on what we teach you. What? Like, they think we was born. Yeah, hey, what's the definition of insanity?
There it is.
I know what it is. Hey, whatever it is, whatever the real definition is, that's what the hell these dudes is doing. Like, and then they try to feed it to us. It's like they making bullcrap sandwiches and trying to tell us, oh, no, this is a steak sandwich. You got cheese on it and A1 sauce. Like, no. Like, what the hell, man? Like, what are we doing? I need somebody gone, man. I need somebody.
Well, nobody's going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's just a player unless they trade a player.
We need somebody in the clubhouse that's going to slap somebody. I need a Pebble Bond. I need a Barry Bonds. I ain't talking about the hitter. I need a Draymond Green type. I need somebody like that. We got too many pretty boys in this locker room. I need a dog. I need Nick Sirianni. You know what? Nick Sirianni, you coach the Phillies. Mm-mm. And Rob Thompson, you coach the Eagles. That's what we need.
That's because a good plan.
I like that.
That's what we need. We need to swap coaches, and that might work.
Inner city trade, Eric.
That is awesome.
Can you imagine Nick Sirianni at Citizens Bank Park just telling the people in section 107, giving them the finger after Castellanos hits a game-winning home run?
I was going to say, how would he and Bryce get along?
Yeah. All right, Corey, thank you for the call. I can't believe you haven't seen Impractical Jokers.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got it. Have you watched that show, Jack?
Yeah.
So, Impractical Jokers.
The bits kind of run its course.
Yes,
but yes,
because everybody knows them, I think, is the problem now. But it's four buddies. Used to be four, now it's three. And they would basically send one guy out into the street and tell him in his ear what he had to say to people or what he has to do and see how long they can last doing those things. So it's sort of like Practical Jokes, but not really.
Right.
It's a funny show, man. Okay. Especially the older episodes where people didn't know what was going on.
Like a version of Punk?
Yeah, it's kind of like Punk.
Yeah.
Except they're sort of punking their own friend by putting them in terrible situations.
Okay.
So So there are some really good episodes. So yes,
right, it's still in rotation. It is.
You know what channel it's on? It only matters once a year, right
is
around
it True
March.
TV?
Yeah, it's True TV. No one can find True TV.
Yes,
until March Madness.
Yes. When it comes. Yes, 8:41.
Sounds close.
We have different channels, so
okay,
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, because you're still in North Jersey.
That's right, you're still in North Jersey.
Look, man, I know. You guys know my pain now. Now that you had to make the drive one time.
It was awful.
Yeah.
A sickening amount of New York on our TV screens yesterday. It was basically New York sports from 4 to midnight.
Yes.
That's right. It was
awful.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was.
Yeah, you left
Dodgers,
the wrong time.
Yeah, Dodgers, Mets.
I did. Can you imagine?
Yankees, Cleveland.
Can you imagine?
Buffalo Jets.
The ratings that Ryan, the new me in New York's going to get. He's going to look like a genius.
That's twice.
Yes. Yeah. The same thing happened with Lakin.
Yeah, it happened when you left here.
Yeah.
Everything went
great.
Everything went great.
You came back. Everyone's dumb again.
And now New York is the town now. That's the town.
Well, Championship USA.
Well, hold on. We did win the first Eagles Super Bowl in history with me as program director.
All right.
That is true.
So
congratulations.
You have some faith.
Yes, you do. That's true.
Broken clock is right twice a day. Yeah.
Lakin and Hurley just drifting off me. That's all those guys are doing. So, okay. So they bring back the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
So we think, okay, maybe there are going to be some significant changes with the lineup. But here's what Dave Dombrowski said about that.
The reality is we have a third base, we have a shortstop, we have a second base, we have a first base, we have a DH, we have a catcher. Probably need to, and we've talked about Russ JT a little bit more as we go forward. We talked about Castellanos, we talked about Marsh, so there's one outfield spot. The reality, we like our bench, and we've got some good bench players. So if you're going, we have four solid starting pitchers, we can upgrade the fifth spot for sure. Our bullpen really pitched well, but you always want to look at your bullpen and see if you can get better and how that happens. But we've done a good job. Our people in the organization have done a good job at taking guys that are not high-profile relievers and making them productive pitchers for us. So we'll explore that. But I think it really comes down to an open-mindedness of conversations and see where that takes you.
Well, all the players are spoken for.
Well, a lot of patting on the back there, I tell you.
We did a good job.
Yeah.
We did a good job.
He's proud of the roster you put together.
Yeah. Well, and you didn't hear him talk. We didn't play it. When somebody asked him about the trade deadline acquisitions, he said, well, you know, Austin Hayes got hurt.
And sick.
Hurt and sick. And, dude, look at Austin Hayes' numbers before he got here. You gave him left field as an everyday player, a guy who cannot hit one side is the definition of a platoon player.
The definition of a platoon player. That's why I don't understand why he was out there every day when he was here early.
And at the same time, Lane Thomas had a grand slam on Saturday.
Yeah, a guy that they could have traded
to put the Guardians in the ALCS.
Yes, or I'm watching Jazz Chisholm last night.
Do they realize that nothing that they do, I shouldn't say nothing, but very little that they do in the regular season will matter?
No, yeah.
Did they realize that?
Especially if they run it back.
Yeah. Yes. Like, did they realize that?
Well, the whole press conference felt tone deaf. Like, yes. The city's more mad than they're leading on, which I found annoying.
And I think they're not used to it. And I think that we're making
They want to tell us how almost it's not as bad as we think it is.
A lot of teams would take our situation right now. They didn't say that. And by the way,
you know what it sounded like?
What's that?
I'm going to say it's slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds like Doc. And they haven't felt, and I think that is partially, we're making the Sixers comparison because I think it's apt now in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I think it took the Sixers are aware of how mad people were at them, aware. And I think that informs how Morey talks after the season or how Nick Nurse talks after the season. This is not acceptable.
Yep.
They have knowledge that we don't. You know, so I get that Dave Dombrowski can say, like, look, guys, what do you think we're going to turn over the whole roster? But you do have to have some awareness of how people are feeling and acknowledge what went wrong. The other thing that Dombrowski said about the trade deadline, and this is the second time he said it, and it just is not an acceptable answer, is he said the reason they didn't chase another starter, which at the end of the day might not have made a difference in the playoffs, you know, might have made it, starting pitching was not a problem. But he said, you know, we expected Taiwan to be better, and we expected Spencer Turnbull to come back,
right. And
Tyler Phillips was pitching really well. Okay. So you have Taiwan Walker, who I am not Dave Dombrowski, but I watched Taiwan Walker for the first 2.5 months here, and I could tell you he stunk. Spencer Turnbull has been injured every year for the last 3 years and was injured again this year. And Tyler Phillips, God bless his soul, is a quad A pitcher who had a couple of nice starts. None of those things should prevent you from making a move. The expectation of Taiwan Walker coming back, Spencer Turnbull, or Tyler Phillips, none of those things should prevent you from making a move if you think that's the right move. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Ike tells you what to do about your hair.
As if I should know. Hey, there's nothing like a championship team that gets even better. Now, I'm talking about Glad Hair, the area's foremost authority on hair restoration, is now a part of Morgenstern Medical. So you get the same team of experts, the same unmatched Glad system at the same location, all under the direction of renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Ken Morgenstern. Now, if your hair is thinning or you want to restore what you've lost, call the Glad Hair team today at 610-980-4000 or visit GladHairMCTR.com.
Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team, Mark's Jewelers, with rings for every budget, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the question. Do you expect the Phillies will run it back for next season, or do you believe there will be significant change this offseason? So run it back or significant change? What do you think the poll is at?
Run it back, and it's probably, let's go 68%.
53% think they'll run it back. 47% real change.
Yeah.
I just wonder what real change is.
I mean, and how much of that is people hope that is real change?
Right, because when you think about it, your point, Jack, I don't know. Now, look, if they sign Juan Soto, that is significant change. He did mention one outfield spot. But they're
trade for Trout.
Well, that's not significant change.
Sure it is.
No, it doesn't.
Are you talking about the GOAT?
Who's my guy? Who's going to play more games next year, Mike Trout or Austin Hayes?
For the Phillies?
Yeah.
Or JT?
You brought it up earlier. If they are truly thinking about significant change, they're going to have to be actual hard decisions made with the Philadelphia Phillies. So we can get on the air and say, just trade Taiwan's salary and say a prospect and you'll get player A.
Right.
You're going to have to think about Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to think, and everybody would be okay, I think, with JT at this point, except for Bryce. But Bryce is less of a, or JT is less of a hard decision, I think, from a team construction standpoint. But you need a player who has actual value, who is on a contract that another team wants to take, in addition to probably a prospect, to get a great player back. And the only player they have on the roster right now who I think fits those things is Schwarber.
Mm.
What?
You don't think Bohm brings enough?
I don't think so.
How many years he has left before he's a free agent?
I believe two.
You get a relatively, not a young player, but a player.
I think he could be in addition to something else.
Okay.
He could help you.
I'm just wondering that with his salary and what?
So next year's last year before he's unrestricted.
Okay.
So he's basically expiring, like Schwarber is, like JT is.
Which could be of value to somebody.
Not Bohm, but I think Schwarber could be valuable to a contender. Mm-hmm. Bohm, you're getting him expiring. You only have $8 million expiring. You're basically committing to pay him, essentially, if you're trading for Alec Bohm.
Yeah.
Now, maybe in a city that isn't Philadelphia, Alec Bohm ends up being.
Yeah.
But
I think it's more mental with him than it is actual talent.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a great Brewer.
And you think Milwaukee.
Then they're going to trade for Devin Williams.
Is it really another reliever?
He's a lockdown closer.
Yes.
Yeah, you could make him your closer.
He's a lockdown closer
except against
Pete
Alonso.
Alonso,
yes. That ruined our entire season.
Yeah.
I'm actually more mad at Devin Williams than the Phillies. I'm just kidding. I'm definitely mad at the Phillies.
215-592-9494. Conspiracy Chuck, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hello, Spike.
Hi, Chuck.
Ike, I know it's not your number one forte, but you know your baseball, brother.
Oh, thank you, Conspiracy Chuck.
And how many people do you think, and you come from a good baseball town, how many people know the Cincinnati airports in Kentucky? How many people know that?
I would guess only the people who have flown to Cincinnati and realize that it's in Kentucky.
I didn't know. Now, I have flown, but I was a child to Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah,
I did not know that
it is in
Kentucky.
Yes.
That's a shock, Spike. When I flew in there, I couldn't believe it.
What's a bigger disgrace, Cincinnati's airport being in Kentucky or New York's football teams playing in New Jersey?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Hear you.
That's a good question.
Anyway, listen, I'm older than both of you guys, so I feel comfortable in telling you, even though I'm seeing some flaws and I didn't like this press conference, Dave Dombrowski, in my lifetime, is the best GM the Phillies have ever had, because that guy's got a track record for his whole career. But he said something today, and Spike, you touched on it, but I don't know where you're coming from. I know he's got to watch what he says, but when he came back and he said he'll be there next year at shortstop, and he might bite off more than he can chew. They gave this guy a ridiculous contract. And he stinks. And here's the thing I can't figure out. The Cardinals and the Dodgers, period, have the best organizations in the National League. You didn't hear the Dodgers crying because Turner was leaving. What if this kid can't play short? What are they going to do with him? They can't keep him there.
Yeah, I don't think he can play short, to be honest with you. I agree with you. And Dombrowski is very accomplished and has a lot, clearly knows what he's doing as a general manager. However, when you look at what he has done in Philadelphia, I cannot, all he's done is pay players for their decline years. Remember, it was Matt Klentak who signed Zach Wheeler. It wasn't Dave Dombrowski. Now, Dave Dombrowski extended him, and it was a good move to extend him, but you're essentially paying him for his decline years. Trey Turner, you're paying him for his decline years. You know, what has we've seen the last two trade deadlines have been disasters, pretty much. Taiwan Walker is a disaster signing which will prevent you from spending money in other places. It's not an $8 million signing like Whit Merrifield that you just sort of write off midway through. Taiwan Walker is a four-year, $80 million. We have 2 years left of Taiwan Walker. Mm. 2 years. So when Dave Dombrowski, thank you for the call, Chuck, when Dave Dombrowski says that Taiwan Walker isn't guaranteed a starting spot next year, okay, well, are we all just making pretend that $20 million doesn't exist? Because I hope the organization does. I don't want to hear that they didn't make a move because of the money he spent on Taiwan Walker. You know, I just think you can acknowledge that Dave Dombrowski has been good in his job and his career, and also that his performance as general manager for the Phillies has not been particularly impressive.
Yeah.
A major league standpoint.
Yep.
What is he responsible for on this roster that I should feel good about? Paying Aaron Nolan, who is already here. Paying Zach Wheeler.
Some people think you overpaid Aaron Nolan.
Yeah,
or...
right. Yeah. Paying Zach Wheeler, who was already here.
Mm-hmm.
Paying Trey Turner, which looks like a mistake. Nick Castellanos, fine, but that's not a tradable contract. He's got 3 years, $20 million a year left on his contract. That's not tradable.
And it says a lot if that's your best signing.
Right. 2 years left.
Yeah.
Right? Does he have
he's got 3
option?
Years left.
Okay. Yeah.
Cashdowns has 3 years
no,
left?
No, he's 2 years left.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said 3.
Okay. All right. 2 years
Schwarber
left.
Was a really good signing.
Schwarber's
well,
a good
you
sign.
Give him credit for Schwarber.
Absolutely.
His biggest advantage is, listen, they were a team that had a similar roster, but falling short every year. So I think he gets credit for helping them turn into a winner. But ever since they made it the World Series, it's been a step back.
Yeah. Yeah. And a step back
that's after adding Trey Turner to a World Series.
Which is a big old issue there, Spike.
Big
old issue.
Thank God that you never supported that, Jack.
Would never.
Yeah. remember when some idiot did the whole standing ovation
Why
thing
would they
it?
Do that?
Yeah.
They couldn't see, couldn't play shortstop?
No responsibility whatsoever.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
John in Havertown, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
I have no idea what that just was.
A little song about accountability.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't take offense. There's two quick points. One is, I think a huge difference between Rob Thompson and Charlie Manuel is that Charlie Manuel was very good with getting in the grill of the big player. He didn't care about your salary. He didn't care about your prestige. I think Rob is so reticent about telling Bryce what to do, telling Rudo what to do. In fact, often he'll say, well, you know, these guys have hit, so they're going to come around. Like, there's no accountability for these guys. to produce, because they're not. I don't think they're being pushed at all, because the manager, I like him as a person. I think he's a good all around manager, but I think that's a glaring part of what's wrong with the team. I really do.
Yeah, it just sort of seems like, and we thank you for the call, John. When we discussed moving on from Rob Thompson last week, it was not that it's Rob Thompson's fault.
Right.
That was not. But at some point, you have to acknowledge that the structure that you have created to make sure that the team is performing up to their ability is not working. Is not, you could see it for months, and the loss for words that they're all at for what happened leads me to believe that at some point you're, how it's working or the voice that is leading that clubhouse is not having the same effect. And maybe it's just a small throwaway line, but Rob Thompson saying something we stressed every single day was hitting the ball to all fields. And their biggest criticism of their hitters was not Chase, was that they don't hit the ball to all fields. So how could you convince me that and I know everyone wants Kevin Long's head, and that's fine, but how can you convince me that Rob Thompson and Kevin Long are the right guys for the job if they cannot solve the one problem that you have acknowledged as a problem and that they worked with them every day on?
And I got to be honest with you, hearing Rob Thompson say that, I don't know how much of it was a throwaway line as much as it was him making sure he put it out there. Like, no, this is what they were told to do. Like, they've been instructed, they've been coached to approach this way, and they don't do it. We saw whatchamacallit got sent down for a little bit because he wouldn't He wouldn't do the whole bunting. Came back and de-bunted for maybe a day or two.
Looked good. Looked great.
And then went back to being Rojas. So part of that is putting it back on the players, and these guys do. They have to take accountability for what they do when they're in that batter's box.
The other thing,
Rob is looking out for his coaching staff.
Absolutely.
He's like, hold on, us as a coaching staff,
we did our job.
Yeah, we did our job.
So, the other thing that Dombrowski said was, you got to understand, offense is down everywhere. You know, the league-wide batting average is .242, and I think all of our regular players hit over .242. It's like, well, offense didn't look down when the Mets were hitting the home runs off of us, and they don't look down with the Dodgers. It's offense, I guess, just us.
What bothered me was that they are a veteran front office and a veteran coaching staff, and the fact that the whole answer is, hit the ball the other way.
Yeah,
like, they should have a better clue as to what happened.
They sound like us.
Dave Dombrowski's been a general manager since like 1991. You've been a part of some great teams that have fallen short. It doesn't feel like they know what happened, and that's worrying me.
I think they do know what happened, and they can't say. The players are stubborn, and they go up there and do what they want to do.
Right.
Because they say that, then you lose the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So they can't say that. So they put themselves in a position where they sound like they don't know what they're talking about, because they are protecting their players.
All I know is Dave Dombrowski better have a real plan for the offseason. And the plan cannot be the same roster back. It just can't be. It can't be. In a significant way, it can't be. All right, coming up next. Oh, Nick, you thought we weren't going to talk about it. Good. The Eagles, you guys got a 1 hour break. So Elliot Shore Parks joins us for an hour next, as he does every Tuesday, Tuesdays with Elliot. We will talk about the Nick Sirianni thing. Vic Fangio said whether Nick overruled him at one point. And Kellen Moore talked about why Jalen Hurts is not under center more. We will talk about all of that with Elliot next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, press conferences here in Philly sports have been pretty scary over the last couple of days. Maybe it's fitting because it is October. Halloween is coming. Spooky season.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.